Good morning. It's 7:49, January the 8th, 2018. It's 24 degrees out here. I've been walking into a slight breeze for the last half mile, which means my nose is about frozen off, my beard is stuck to my face. But I'm out, I'm walking. Yesterday was a clock problem day. I waited too long, I was just getting ready to go, and realized that I only had 20 minutes before I had to take the kid to work. And then, chores after that, grocery run, errands, it was middle of the afternoon before I got lunch. So yeah, yesterday was not a good day for walkage. That's okay, today is a good day for walking. I had to take her to work at 7:30, so I put on my gear, so I didn't have to go back into the house. Got the car back in the garage and came out to talk to you guys. Good morning. I think it's Monday. I'm just running through the list of things I need to get accomplished today. And my brain is being terribly distracted, in large part because I haven't had anywhere near enough sleep for the last week. For some reason, I've been staying up way too late, but still getting up in the morning at the same time, more or less. I'm getting up closer to 6 o'clock than 7, than 5 o'clock these days. But I'm still staying up till midnight, so I'm only getting by at about 6 hours sleep. I need to fix that. But here I am, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm over, look at me. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. I'm making all of these horrible sounds. I'm sorry. I have that bobblehead feeling, you know. My eyes don't stop jiggling because I'm so tired. I can't go anywhere. On a long automobile drive today, I won't be able to stay awake. Which is kind of ridiculous. I should probably go home, post this, go back to bed. No, I think I'm just going home and pay my taxes. Get that off the plate. I have to finish filling out the paperwork for my supplemental insurance. Get that off my plate. I need to call the bank and find out how to put a bill pay from my account to Social Security. It's a busy morning this morning. There's a lot of traffic out on 34 bypass. There was a lot of traffic. It was very noisy this morning. Because kids are back at school. Kids have been back at school for a few days. Oh, I'm warming up finally. A little bit, anyway. So I've got all this business stuff I got to take care of, and I really need a day of good, solid writing. I don't know if I'm gonna get that today because I just can't focus. Jesus. I did have my walking meditation. I did that this morning. And it didn't sync up, so I'm a little bit concerned that it won't sync again. I'll do a quick 2-minute when I get home, and we have things reconnected. I don't want to have another day where it doesn't update, and I have to contact them and say, "Oh, it didn't update again. God damn it." Normally, you know, it's like, there's an important lesson here for me when it comes to writing, and that's keeping the streak alive. You know, it was 30 days, 20 days, 30 days. It's like, okay, yeah, I missed a day. Okay, we'll just restart the clock. That's fine. But then when I got down to, in order to get the final goal, which is 365 days in a row, I had to keep it going. I had to keep it going. So I'm up to like 400 and something. 20 something maybe. And keeping the streak alive is really important to me. And keeping the streak alive with good quality meditation time. Not just sit in the room with it running, but sit in the room and doing it. Sitting in the room in the dark. Or the dim. I don't actually sit in the dark. And now I'm doing 15 minutes. I was only doing 10. There, sun, oh my goodness. The sun's breaking through off to the east. Back over the mountains is a big chunk of gray clouds. I don't know if the mountains are scraping the rain out of them or not. Rain or snow. School bus. But it is quite a lovely, in spite of the fact that it's cold. Oh, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. In spite of the fact that it's cold, it's actually pretty pleasant out. It's not exactly a bluebird morning, but I can see the blue sky through the cirrus clouds up there. In some places, the cloud cover's too thick, I can't see through it, but... And if I was a school bus driver, I would be screaming right now. Bus is still sitting there waiting. He's done waiting. Get past this intersection so he can make his turn. Shoulders. Shoulders, shoulders. That's my neighbor. Morning. Used to see him with this little buddy. He had a little dog. I don't know if I said this. I asked him about it the other morning. Apparently somebody poisoned the dog a couple years ago now. I've been noticing for a while that he didn't have his little friend out with him. I asked him about it. Maybe a couple months ago. Found out he, poor little bugger, died. Geese. That cheers me up. I've seen a couple geese flying around this morning. I haven't seen a lot of geese lately. There's a ton of geese around though. Just before Christmas, I was coming home, bringing my daughter home from work late in the afternoon, and there were skein upon skein of geese. Here's some mourning doves off in the distance. Still have those geese. Every once in a while, just a little chuck, chunk. Alright, make a turn past the park here. It's definitely winter. The little puddle here is in a drainage ditch is frozen solid. Well, it's frozen. I don't know how solid it is. How much water is actually under it, but there is a skim sitting there. Little patches of snow still. In spite of the weather we had a few days ago. That's probably a week ago now. Get rid of things. Excuse me. So the grass is all yellow. The trees are bare. California dreaming. It's such a winter's day. Comes a little V of geese overhead. Gosh, excuse me. Sun sneeze. Okay, we did it. The other problem is that I haven't had a whole cup of coffee yet. I had a little bit. It was strong. I only had maybe a quarter of a cup. Oh, come on. Get inside before I sneeze my brains out. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.